Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe. And if you're hearing a slight echo on that Jason-like noise, it's because Joe and I are in the same room.
I'm right behind.
I know that's factually incorrect, because I can see you.
Look, already a point.
We are going to get 5 for 5 this week.
Look, already a bonus start on our Halloween episode. If everything goes right, we'll actually be on Halloween.
Yes. Yep. So. Tomorrow, I am recording it tonight, and it'll be published tomorrow, and for all better and worse... We recorded on Halloween. Woo!
We are better than most podcasts, for they do a Halloween thing like around Halloween. We're dropping on Halloween.
We're on All Hallows Eve.
That is what we're recording right now.
Is there really any difference? Like, is there a difference between All Hallows Eve and Halloween?
I mean, no.
Because people will talk about All Hallows Eve, but like. Is that Halloween or is that the day before Halloween?
That'd be the day before Halloween.
That's what I thought too. So, do we go trick or treating on All Hallows Eve or Halloween?
We go trick or treating on Halloween.
But I've heard people say you're going trick or treating on All Hallows Eve.
Most people are dumb.
Most people are stupid. Well, we are not stupid because we're doing it on Halloween.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Internet. Boom.
Boom. We were both waiting for a response from the internet, and it didn't come.
They sent us a cease and desist.
That's on All Hallows Eve of all days?
On All Hallows Eve and all days.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. What are you going to do, right?
I mean, nothing. What can you do?
It's kind of weird to stare at you.
As you see my process.
Yeah, I see the sea going through.
It's constant pain.
It is.
Constant pain to come up with one-liners.
I'm mostly taking... verbal cues, and now I can take like physical cues.
You can see
like,
the rage now.
Yeah,
you can physically see the absolute pain I'm in all the time.
I see the complete disappointment in your eyes when I make certain jokes.
You can see the jerk off sign I make every time. Just like
it's just
that.
Yeah, like usually you're alone, and now I see you do it. I'm like, why is he doing?
I'm just
that?
Playing games on my phone the whole time.
He's just watching the Fast and Furious movies. I already did. I'm speaking directly into the mic.
I can also concur that his face is up against the condom that rests on his microphone.
It's right up against my face. Well, listeners, here, we're going to have a real talk with you. We are not professional, like, audiophiles, so bear with us, okay? We're doing a new setup.
If this doesn't sound the best, it's because it isn't.
No, it's because we're homegrown.
It's an A for effort.
It's a big A for effort.
We got two microphones. We got two pop filters.
Yeah. Well, what else do you want? We're in a studio right now, essentially.
We got two turntables.
We're DJs now.
We're DJs now.
So, and we got 5 questions.
5 questions?
We're going 5 for 5 this week because it's Halloween.
We already got one.
We did. We got the bonus. God, we got this in the bag, dude. Well, let's see what we're dealing with. I think it's a Halloween topic because I told the writer we have to do Halloween.
It would be weird on All Hallows Eve if
it's
it
like
wasn't Halloween.
It's like an Easter topic.
I hope it's Fast and Furious question.
I hope it's Fast and Furious. Did they ever have a Fast and Furious movie on Halloween?
No, but that'd be the best movie ever made.
Now she says I'm too close.
I don't think you've moved.
I think I've listened to it. I say we just wing it and we'll just record it again if it sucks.
This is actually the third time you're hearing it.
Yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah, this is a recording and a recording and a recording.
We're reading off a script now.
We're reading off a fucking script.
I got the concentration for us to make all these one-liners pop awkwardly as much as the first time around is quite...
She said, fuck you.
So you know what? Maybe for all Hallows Eve, we get a different producer.
Oh. That's rough. Yeah, we're gonna find the plethora of producers that want to deal with our shenanigans.
Look, we got two turntables and two microphones and some couple pop filters. We come with a chihuahua.
Listen.
We got a reclining couch.
It's kind of like being the 40-year-old on a college campus that has a job and security.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're instantly more attractive because of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're just, two podcasters on the hunt for a producer that's less judgy.
So totally not trying to prove anything.
Yeah. I take that back. I'm sorry. Let the record show that I do strike my last comments.
I want the record to also show that I'm going to treat the witness as hostile from now on for denying the bro code.
Denying the bro code, yeah.
Okay. It clearly states in bylaws 1-A, exception B, that when you have two turntables and two microphones and you demand a new producer, it has to at least go to committee.
It has to go to committee?
Yeah.
Is the committee
it was
just
seconded? And this is completely off board. This is completely off basis. I say we take a 5-week break and vote in a new speaker.
We'll just remain undecided for 6 weeks.
I'm going to write in a joke name, make Mike Johnson.
Yeah, Mike Johnson, the new... And we're just like, we turn into a...
There's no way there's anyone actually named that.
Our fact-finding podcast is now just fundamentalist Christian fact.
It's just abstinence is the best answer.
Oh, let's see here. You will die if you have sex outside of marriage. That's true.
That is true.
100% of people that have had sex outside of marriage have died.
And were terrible people.
Yes. Morally terrible.
Hitler, born out of wedlock. Let's while we're striking things from the record, I'd like to also put in an official motion for that last statement.
Are we going
to
hi-ya it out? All right, it's gone.
It's chopped out. How we edit the podcast.
Yes,
we judo chop out bits we don't.
I look for the audio symbol for the hi-yas, and I like go 30 seconds back.
It's the clap off the keyboard that.
Yeah. It's the hi-ya. All right, there it is, fellas. 30 seconds. Clip it.
Everybody, clap your hands.
Oh shit! I don't know where to start. All right, dude. You ready for the first question?
Let's get to it.
All right, so actually, it's a topic.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't gotten to the topic yet. Holy shit.
I'm going blind.
We're going blind. I don't even need to know. I'm going true.
I don't want any context clues of any reason.
All right, here we go. So the topic of today's podcast is slumber party.
Massacres?
No, just slumber party.
Oh.
It's probably questions you ask at a slumber party. Because you put a lot of the videos,
I
horror
do,
movie videos.
I do really like Jeff.
You like what?
Yeah, slumber party questions. I do like Jeff.
Oh, you do like Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't part of the questions, but I'll note
is
that
this
down.
Is this not slumber party questions?
I will note that down.
Are we not two college-age kids at a slumber party?
Not right now.
Are we not talking about boys and eating ice cream?
I did not know we were getting into character.
Okay. I've already put on my lingerie to have a pillow fight.
You jumped right into that.
I came dressed like that. That's the, that's the weird part. The weird part is...
We're not doing this right.
Weird part is, didn't even know this was the topic. This is
you just walk around dressed like Tim Curry at a... Yep. Like Rocky Horror Picture Show all the time.
High heels, leggings, kimono.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's acceptable in Colorado. So
I mean,
yeah,
should be acceptable everywhere.
It should be because it's so comfortable.
It's a perfect world.
All right, let's get to the first fact, shall we?
Sure.
Jump to question number one. It's the late 1990s, maybe early 2000s.
Okay.
And Alex and Joe are having a sleepover.
It's like real life.
It's like real life.
We are having sleepovers.
We do. You're walking through the aisles at a Blockbuster, and you guys dip over to the horror section.
As one does.
What is the DVD cover art that you can't stop staring at? I'll tell you what right now.
Okay.
There's two movies that young Alex would dip and look at. Actually, three that would scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
First one, I think it was Nightmare on Elm Street. I think it's 5.
Okay.
Where he transforms and eats the chick.
Oh, as a worm?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The back cover art on that is fucking freaky.
Yeah, yeah.
Scared the shit out of me. The other one is Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Because
it's great.
It's the back had him being choked out.
Right.
By his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought his choked out, Bruce Campbell's choked out face looked a lot like he was Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
I remember that. And the last one was the monkey one where it had the symbols.
Oh.
The clap monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the whole horror movie is like he fucking taught a monkey to kill people.
Right.
And, like, that's not scary, but the cover is scary shit. So, those were what I would stare at.
Nice. I remember a lot of the worst movies had the best cover art.
Because
they were trying to trick you, right?
Into,
like, look at how cool this shit is.
Yep, like Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall is a great cover.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. So, Joe, 1999, 2000, would get anything that was like hand paint, like looked like it was hand painted, and showcased any amount of demonic symbols. So
that's a good
there's
one.
A wide range.
That is a wide range.
Right.
So let me see here if I can think of any cover arts. Like
Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah.
Great cover art.
Yeah, it's got
terrible
like
terrible movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
It's got that worm thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that.
That was like, I'm like, oh, this movie is so cool. Nope.
Well, because you think he's gonna be in hell, like fighting demons and shit. Nope.
Yeah.
He literally is just a disembodied spirit that possesses people.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie.
Spawn.
Spawn had a
awesome
good one.
Cover art.
That was a good cover art. And now the one that paid off The Thing.
Yeah.
That was a slick fucking cover art, and that paid off.
Yeah, that one actually. That one actually lives up to the hype.
That did live up to its cover hype.
Species. Dude. Now that was not really demonic, but yeah, well, you're like, like young Joe was like, what's this?
And well, yeah, because the chick's hot, and you know, you're like, alien babe, I'm like whatever.
Yeah,
got spines coming out of your back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I agree. I think those were the main ones that usually got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a whole lot of other ones.
Yeah.
But I would do that. I would go in and it would scare the shit out of me, and I would look at them every fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my life.
Yeah. Well, I was a big metalhead, so anything that had a pentagram on it, I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, what is this?
What's going on?
We just watched The Gate. So that was, you were the little kid.
I was the ginger.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, you're just like, gotta play it backwards.
Dude, you don't even know. These guys are super cool.
So the writers text me, said Ghoulies.
Oh, yeah. Ghoulies has a great...
Because he's coming out of a toilet.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird thing. Like, you think it's going to be way more intense than it is.
Right. And it's like, weird thing about Ghoulies is like, that's a knockoff of a knockoff.
Of a knockoff?
Yeah, because it's like... It's not a copy of Gremlins. It's like a copy of Critters.
Which was a copy of Gremlins.
Yeah, it's like a copy of a copy at this point.
God damn, dude. It's great. Yeah. Ghoulies is legit terrible, though.
Oh, awful film.
Yeah. Awful. I mean, I guess it's not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I can stomach Critters. I can. I like Critters.
Sure.
When I say stomaching, it's fun. And I love Gremlins, so even the second one. I love the shit out of that one.
Yeah. Ooh, Noah's a great cover. Heavy Metal. It's not really a horror movie, but...
Well... Dude, that one was nuts.
Yeah.
That was just a good movie.
That was great.
Boobalicious.
Yeah.
Dude.
But yeah, that cover, I was like, I don't even know what's going on. I don't think
the artist knew what was going on.
I don't think it's a very good movie. But it,
I don't think it's
I don't
a very
think,
good
like,
movie.
I don't think it's just a reason for a bunch of dudes to draw boobs.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but so, that cover art.
It was banging.
Mm-hmm.
It was fire. So that's what we did. Sounds like the writer did Ghoulies. I think I covered all the bases. I think even for... I didn't really venture into, like, action movies or anything like that.
Well, it says horror, the horror movie section.
Yeah, but, like, you know, that those are the ones that I mostly focus in on.
I will say, like, action adventure movies have the best covers.
They do.
They're always super-duper cool.
Yeah.
But, and because they're always trying to copy either Indiana Jones or Star Wars.
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
And Star Wars was art, though. Like, yeah. He drew it.
And so, like, they're trying to copy that, again, to suck you in.
Yeah.
You know?
The best ones are always if they have some scantily clad woman on it, and you're just like, yeah, man, I'm in.
Red Sonja.
Yeah, dude, fucking in.
Yeah, in. That's how they sold every ticket in the 1980s.
Then. Dude, it really is true. That one's Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah. But he's technically not Conan.
Yes, he's not Conan.
He's some other guy. Yeah. That's kind of like Conan.
Yeah, he ripped off himself.
Well, it's like Red Sonja is a character from the Conan comic books. But for some weird reason, they didn't have the rights to Conan the Barbarian.
But only to Red Sonja.
Yeah, so they threw him in there just to be like, look, Conan's in there.
Yeah, Conan with a K.
Yeah, his name's King Khaled or something like that. It's weird.
Oh, shit. Looks like we get that question.
Look, we got the point. I have a feeling this is less about finding about true facts and...
Well, it's true facts about us.
Right. You're getting to know us.
We're delving into our childhood. Maybe some trauma will come up.
Yeah.
Oh, and can smell this question. Can you smell it? Like, if you're walking down the aisles, can you smell the smell of the Blockbuster?
Yeah.
I worked at a Blockbuster.
Right, yeah.
So I can smell it.
Sure. Blockbuster to me always had somewhat more of a clinical smell.
It was very clean.
Yeah. Like, it had a corporate smell.
It was corporate, yeah.
And so it was inoffensive.
How about?
But I remember the mom and pop store,
Hollywood Video. That was still a chain though.
Yeah.
Update Video.
Mm-hmm. It always kind of somehow smelled like fresh carpet.
Is Update Video, was that a chain?
I don't remember. They all had almost the same names.
Update Video had an adult section though.
Right. I remember the mom and pop store though. They had the black curtain. Blockbuster was too classy.
No, I think, Blockbuster kind of set the standard of they're not going to do that. They're going to be a traditional just like ours as far as they go.
I remember growing up as a kid, the convenience store had a black curtain section.
Really?
Like, there was the porno mag section.
Yeah, you know, because they're like the black, they had the black strip on.
Yeah, and right there was like behind the black dividers, so you couldn't see the, but like right next to it, there was the black curtain where you could go. I don't know if you could rent videos there or just buy them.
I think you had to buy them.
Right, I was like, it would seem weird if you were renting videos at the gas station, but...
Yeah, it seems very dirty to rent a porno and return it. Like,
people did it, though.
That unabashedly.
Yeah.
Just unashamed. Well, we hit this question out of the park, Joe. We did it.
Look at that.
They know a little bit more about us.
I think, they know a lot more about us. Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic your heart desires, and while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like say, I don't know, Allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code Allegedly and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
All right, here we go. Question number 2. You picked out a movie and are now at the Blockbuster counter, and your mom says you guys can get a candy.
Ooh.
Which candy do you choose, and why is it Red Vines? So It's not red vines.
I can 100% tell you it's not red vines.
And my wife likes red vines because
speaking
she's a
of covers that are misleading, they always look so good.
Red vines do. They promise a lot and they deliver a little.
Very little.
Twizzlers aren't too bad.
Mm.
Red vines taste like how you imagine wax lips should taste.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
You know you can eat wax lips?
I've heard that.
Why would you want to?
I have no idea.
Like, they're wax.
Yeah. They always, red vines to me is like, this is how a crayon should taste. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, God, this looks really good. Like, remember they made the crayons that smell?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, he wanted it to taste good?
So I was not a big, like, crayon eater. It sounds like you munched down.
Paste. That I don't know why they made paste with mint flavoring, but.
I don't think it's mint. I think you got hit with the fumes and you imagined them in.
Yeah, so the Elmer's paste, I tried that a couple of times. 100%. The smellable crayons? Yeah, 100%.
You were sniffing markers, weren't you?
Yeah. I still, dude, those big Sharpies, I still sniff those. Sometimes for work, I gotta mark stuff out on the floor, so I'll grab like a big pen that won't run out, you know? And so like, I will crack it up and go, just a little.
Ooh, yeah, just a bump.
Yeah. Ooh.
One for the plans, one for me.
Yeah.
It sounds like your treats were drugs.
I mean.
No, mine wasn't really traditional stuff. I never did licorice. It's gummies is what I did. So like I know like some people did the hot tamales or whatever.
Yeah.
And then some people did.
And then there were the
Mike and Ike's and.
Yeah, Mike and Ike. Ooh, I always get Mike and Ike's were a big one for me.
Yeah,
but what were the pink and white chiclet ones?
Oh, I know what
they kind of look like Mike and Ike's.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they taste like black licorice because someone's a fucking monster.
Yeah, they're psychos.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't remember what they're called. I think they're called devil's candy.
Yeah.
Or something scary like
it
that.
It was something like...
And people still bought it.
Yeah, because, again, they looked great.
Oh, they look fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And you bought it, you're like, what the fuck is this monstrosity?
Like, who the fuck sold me this? Let's see here. I did a lot of gummies, so like Sour Patch Kids. Oh, the writer got that. Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty, yeah.
Because she's a licorice fan, so she's a psychopath.
She's an absolute monster.
She is. What, she likes that shit.
What, is she from Philly?
Dude, no, she's from California.
Fucking.
That's what I'm married to, dude.
Yeah.
She's a little bit of a masochist.
Fucking crazy.
Fucking likes red vines. Fucking probably likes Good and Plenty.
Ugh.
Black licorice taste. Mm-hmm. Like, who the fuck likes that shit?
Yeah.
Like, people from the 1950s tolerated it because that's all they had.
They had that and, like, fucking candy corn.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
Like.
You either ate black licorice, candy corn, or drank tar.
Or you went home to asbestos. Like, it was, that was it. You smoked, that's why everyone smokes cigarettes.
I mean, I'd do that if that's all I had. Cigarettes away.
Yeah, I was like, Good and Plenty's or cigarettes? I'm picking it back up.
I'm like, fucking menthol cigarettes? Fuck yeah.
Ooh, that nice after dinner mint?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because like, I was more of a gummy guy.
Mm.
Sour Patch Kids. Sour gummy worms, gummy bears.
Yep.
Lifesavers.
Always good.
Oh, you remember like back in like 7th, 3rd grade, there'd be like complete wars fought over Airheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I remember like ultimate the Warheads.
Mm-hmm.
The sour Warheads.
Oh, Warheads.
Yeah.
Those got painful.
Mm-hmm.
Like you take like 8 of them and your mouth starts to bleed.
Yeah.
Do you remember Listerine strips?
Yeah, yes, dude. And you'd stack how many on the top, like the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, and then you get too much, and you're like, and you start drooling.
And you're just like a dog with peanut butter on the roof of their mouth, like,
yeah, crying.
Yeah,
dude, your mouth goes numb. Banaca,
yeah.
God,
like all this stuff that was clearly meant for alcoholics to come home. And us kids were just shoving it in our mouths.
Yeah, dude, the alcoholics would use it to cover up.
Yeah,
the
they're
smell.
Like, I just went to the. It was Friday night. I went to the bar with my boys.
Kick, kick.
You know, and then us kids are just like, do 12.
Yeah, check the dog.
Yeah. So the poor mom couldn't tell if her husband was drunk or the kids were just fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude. Well, Timmy's eyes are bloodshot. So.
It must have been in the Listerine strips again.
Yeah. Dude, he's hitting that binaca pretty hard. So that was my choice. Gummies. Yeah.
Mine, if it was Blockbuster, because Blockbuster was smart, and it was the only time you got, like, movie theater treats.
Yes.
Right? Because I never got, like, movie theater treats outside of a movie theater, so mine was always Milk Duds.
Milk Duds are solid.
Because that was the only time I ate Milk Duds was at the movie theater.
Milk Duds is good, though.
So I liked to get the Blockbuster bowl, the microwave popcorn bowl, and then I would put the Mike and Ike's in it, so you'd be eating. Sometimes you get a chocolate with your popcorn.
You are the fattest skinny person I've ever.
I have an inner fatty in me.
You do. Like, yeah. Damn, that's like next level. I've never.
No,
done
thank
that.
God. In my teens, I picked up smoking cigarettes to keep the weight off.
Keep the appetite down.
Yeah, like damn. Now I gotta run and shit. But back in the day, I was just on a ballerina diet. Had terrible teeth and smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, but you look great.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, dude, fucking. You could hit your poses, no problem.
Oh, like, dude. Walk the catwalk. Yeah, yeah, the catwalk.
The movie theater, that's a great idea. We should try that.
Yeah.
We'll try it on our movie marathon.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude. All right, well, fucking, we nailed this one. Good for us. Your fucking ballerina diet.
I once heard, like, because, like, Russians are, like, one of the highest concentration of just smokers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so it was, someone was like, the only, you know, the number two people who smoke in Russia? Russians and Russian ballerinas. Like, it's just, they're
the number two. That makes sense,
yeah.
Though.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it's how a lot of, like, models and ballerinas unfortunately try to keep all weight off, and it's terrible.
So I'm going to see if I know the writer. Writer, send in what you would grab, because I think it is Red Vines. I mean, it's pretty telling here, but...
Absolutely crazy.
Or some licorice product.
Absolutely crazy.
She just texted, yep. Or Reese's Pieces. Okay. That's a good one. Never mind. That's respectable.
Yeah, yeah.
That's respectable. But she usually eats the Reese's Pieces, because that's something I would get.
Mm.
And then she would double dip, because she knows that I wouldn't reach for a Red Vines, but she'd reach for the Reese's
Smart.
Pieces. Yeah.
Smart.
It is a smart game. It really is. So that's she outsmarted me.
Yeah, no, that's the mentality of an absolute trash monster.
She's a psychopath. Yeah. Like an absolute psycho.
Yeah.
And I married her.
I'm going to learn to like what he likes and what he doesn't like so I can have more.
Dude. Yeah, well, it's okay. It's okay. I learned to hide a box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Buy a box. That's the decoy.
She made you buy all the mint ice cream, didn't she?
Yeah, she does. Fucking midnight.
She makes you say because she knows you won't eat it.
Yeah, she knows I won't eat it. So, listeners, if you ever feel this, real quick, I buy two containers of ice cream. My wife and my kids like mint, and I hate mint. I hate it. I don't like it in my chocolate. I don't like it as a snack. I hate mint, right? But my kids and my family likes it, and then I'll buy like cookie dough because I know that's what I would like. For some reason. Everybody goes for the cookie dough first, and then I get nothing, and then mint is left. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even eat it out of spite. That's how much I hate it. So
that's the difference between you and your family.
Hopefully.
They will spite eat.
Yeah. They will spite eat
my
cookie dough ice cream. So, no, it's just, you know, it's a dad struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad struggle. But, you know, I persevere. I've learned to live.
Look at you.
Stop buying the mint.
This is why you have a family and I'm alone. Because I would not make that concession.
Yeah.
I would die on that hill.
Unwavering. Joe, you are an oak.
Yeah. I was like, if you touch my fucking cookie dough, there's going to be goddamn consequences.
We are going to have a problem here.
Until you can get to the store and buy your own goddamn cookie dough, dad's cookie dough. I would be the...
The writer says, I'm sorry that you're right that I would eat your Reese's Pieces. So, hey, I've learned.
Yeah.
I've learned. It's really not that big of a deal.
I would turn into the psycho that would mark ice cream containers.
That is psycho.
I would turn it. I 100%. I was like, I'm going to get to the bottom of who is stealing my ice cream.
You do.
And like,
you have a sensor gauge on the bottom, so it picks it up. Yeah. Like, sends off a little alarm to your phone.
There'd be a family meeting, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to give whoever the culprit is to come clean. If you don't come clean now, there's like, there will be hell to pay when I find this out.
Well,
I will learn how to set up SimpliSafe, our sponsor of this show.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You'd have a Spartacus situation, I can already tell. Your kids and your family would be brave. They'd be like, ate your ice cream. No, I ate your ice cream.
No, yeah, no, hubris would be my downfall. I would end up divorced.
over ice cream, you're on the court. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out who ate the ice cream.
I don't even want the kids. They didn't even come clean about the ice cream.
They didn't come clean.
Not my kids.
The judge is like, you got it. I get it.
Look, I just wanted to know who ate my goddamn ice cream. That was it.
Oh, shit, Joe. Well, you know, you don't have to worry about that.
You know who didn't eat the ice cream? The dog.
Didn't eat it? The reason why he's upset who didn't eat it is Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he's mad.
I just wanted my ice cream.
He just wanted it.
They had a whole gallon of mint, and I just wanted my pint of cookie dough.
Asked for my pint. That's all I asked
for.
That was
it. I didn't even get a whole gallon for myself.
I needed the pint that I had.
It was just a little after two packs of cigarettes treat. Okay, I sprayed a little Banaca in my mouth.
You got the little Banaca, and then you go in for that ice cream. Going in. God damn it. All right, well, we nailed question two. Here we go. Question number three. What horror movie did you guys ultimately pick out for this slumber party?
Oh.
And which one of you will pretend not to be scared shitless at first? I'll tell you right now. I would pretend not to be scared.
Yeah,
I get scared very quick.
I would I'd be right behind as a kid. If this is 99-2000, I can tell you the movie I did pick out for sleepover and did scare me, and I did pretend not to be scared.
Which one?
It was The Mummy.
You got scared of The Mummy, huh?
That scene, that first scene when the mummy's coming back to life.
Ooh, that one is tough.
That scared the shit out of me, and I pretended to go to the bathroom.
So here's the thing. I know what you mean. That moment in that movie is intense.
Yeah, like that's like
it's like the only real horror part.
It's a great like action adventure before that, and then all of a sudden it turns into Dutch angles and dark alleyways.
Yeah,
and I was scared shitless.
It fucking dude's losing his glasses.
Yes,
that's
yes, that's exactly it.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Yep, dude, I totally get it. I'll tell you the one that I would do is Evil Dead 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That shit still scares me.
That shit, yeah, that movie is quite terrifying.
It's terrifying. But, like, yeah, I would be sitting there, and fucking, I'd just be, like, trying not to shit my pants while it's just like, you're all gonna die, you're all. And I'm like,
Get before dawn.
Yeah. And I'm, like, trying to laugh. Like, all the kids would laugh, like, at funny parts, the finger flip on, oh, and I'd be like,
I'm gonna eat your soul.
Dude, exactly.
Yeah.
As an adult, no, I can.
Oh my god, when he goes into the basement.
Oh, dude.
Oof, I'm out.
As an adult, I've learned to laugh at those moments.
Also, like, as an adult, I've learned to go on the ride of scary parts in movies. Like, just as a kid, I would just, nope.
Yeah, the fight or flight takes over.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. The whole I don't know where it's gonna go.
So, for my wife, there's a couple of movies that scares the shit out of her. For the people that don't know, it's the writer. The writer is my wife, so if you ever hear me, I interchange the title. Pet Sematary scares the shit out of her. We covered that last week.
Yeah.
The Slumber Party, I think she watched. Oh, shit, we just watched it. Or just... Shit, writer, you're going to have to text me on that one. I remember there was a Slumber Party. She did watch a movie. It was maybe The Gate she saw, and it scared the shit out of her. We watched that last night for the first time. But I don't think it was The Gate. I think it was like it was Scream and The Gate.
So, yeah, okay.
Scream scared the shit out of her. The Gate. The Gate was legit weird. The shots were good.
Honestly, like, that's a, for like a kid, for people that don't know the movie The Gate, it's basically The Goonies meets Evil Dead.
Yeah, it very much is.
And, like, but it goes hard. Like, it goes hard into the weirdness and traumatizing kids.
It's intense.
Like, it was not a fun time kid adventure, which was shocking to me.
Not
Not for like, yeah, like this, the
yeah, if you're like,
Stand
oh,
By
go,
Me or the...
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to go find One-Eyed Willy. This was like, no, demon, the old gods are coming to destroy the earth, and the weight of it's all on these kids' shoulder.
So it says, the writer says, the gate, she actually called her mom to pick her up.
Oh, nice.
And then Scream, my best friend, made me sleep in the living room by their picture window.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, for, she told me this story once, because it's the same. Oh, it's the window.
Yeah.
Just by the window, like in the opening scene.
Right.
So, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about the gate, though, that scene that I was just like, it's not really scary, but it's like an oh shit moment. It's when the kid's parents come home.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, and he like picks him up to choke him, and then the kid pushes the face, and it just starts like erupting like. Yeah. Fluids Milk. And oh, yeah, dude, I was just like,
yeah,
how is Sam Raimi not directing this fucking movie?
Yeah, it was wild. Or like the scene where the kid's dead mom comes back,
yeah,
and then it turns into a dead dog,
yeah,
which is just the biggest mind fuck. I was genuinely like, oh, not that, like, it genuinely, I gasped when it, like, I was like, it was the dog.
And I'm not even sure if they meant to, like, kill that fucking dog. Like, did they imply that he killed the dog?
Right, yeah, it was...
Or was the dog dead and then they used it?
Yeah, it was weird.
All I know is Killer Dwarves. The kid Great had band. A vest on in the show and it had Killer Dwarves, and that's a real band.
It's a real band and they're pretty solid.
Yeah.
If you like your 80s kind of hair metal.
Oh, dude, it was not bad. They're Canadian.
Mm.
They go pretty hard, so...
Yeah. Winner of a couple Juno Awards, we found out.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Killer Dwarves!
Killer Dwarves.
So, yes, that's... I would ultimately call my parents to come pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
I was that kid. I don't think I ever did that at your house.
No. I didn't put on a lot of scary movies because I would, sometimes pretend to go to the bathroom.
The one that we saw, or I saw with you... was Army of Darkness, and I think that one leaned way more into the action and
yeah.
humor of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only part that's really kind of skittish is the beginning when he falls in the water.
Into the pit, yeah.
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 Other than that, the rest of it's kind of silly.
Mm.
So that's the one we watched together.
Yeah.
I didn't attempt anything else at other people's houses. Too fucking scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we nailed that. Good for us. Good for us, Joe. Question number... 4. That night at the slumber party, your co-host reveals that he is secretly a classic horror villain. Which manifestation would have freaked you out the most, and which one would you be least surprising? i.e. vampire, werewolf, ghost, zombie, Republican, etc. I was a Republican
that was like,
for a
to
little
be fair,
bit.
I was like, yeah.
Like, you know, so I was that monster for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
am a Republican.
Yeah, again, we let the enemy in the house.
Yeah, I believe that same-sex marriage shouldn't be around, blah. And I also believe that you should assign marriage from the time you were born, blah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't believe that, but Republican.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Which one would... I don't know. Ghosts... Like, zombie, it'd be hard to, mm-hmm. like, reveal that you're a zombie.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. How would you not know? Like, oh, hey, Joe, your nose just fell off. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, did that situation happen a lot?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably a zombie. You know? Werewolf could probably be, that's the one that you can be. Because you can be in the sunlight with
yeah.
a werewolf.
Yeah, yeah.
Republican, that they hide everywhere.
Oh, dude. They just don't know.
What about vampire?
I mean, you saw me at school, so.
Well, we lived in Washington.
Yeah. Oh, it's cloudy, as we've established, the Twilight Verse has established.
Yeah, I glitter.
Washington, perfect place for vampires.
Perfect.
It's cloudy.
Yes. So they shimmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm like, you just wonder why I'm so sparkly all the time?
That would not freak me out. I'd be like, oh, cool. I got a vampire buddy.
Like. Yeah, like, am I revealing it to you because I befriended you just to eat?
Right, like, yeah.
Or, like, are we just buds now?
Mm.
Like, a ghost would be a little weird.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're a really normal-looking person to be a ghost.
Is this like the ghost from Ghost situation? Like you're a Pat Swayze from Ghost?
Yeah. I don't even like pottery.
Yeah. Well, you do if you're a ghost.
Right.
So if you like, what would be the one if I revealed that you would be
I'm
like,
trying to
would
think
freak
back.
Out the most?
I'm trying to think back. And, like, is this now or then?
Then.
Right, yeah. Kids. So things that genuinely scared me then were like the Dementors from Harry Potter.
Like, so if I revealed I was a Dementor?
Yeah. I would be like, oh shit. So like, I think like, so basically like a succubus, anything that would try to
suck your
yeah.
soul.
Because, like, the way it's described in the books always kind of freaked me out. Of, like, yeah. you go tunnel vision and you feel hopeless.
Yeah, it's like having a panic attack.
Yeah, exactly. So, that would, like, anything that would do that would freak me out.
So, like...
Because if you're, like, the lady from Species, I'd be into it if I'm...
Yeah, I mean, but you don't fucking...
Yeah.
Who could blame you?
Right.
I'm like, Joe, I am a female xenomorph.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, sweet.
The twins from The Matrix Reloaded freak me out. A little bit.
They were kind of banshee kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was like a banshee. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally get that.
So, if all of a sudden you, like, went, like, blah, 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 and, like, could walk through a fucking wall, I'm like, what the shit?
Oh, shit! My dreads fucking turned yeah. into, like, weird tentacle
right.
things.
Right. Why do you have dreads all of a sudden?
I'm like, hey, I'm a ghost.
Because it's the early 2000s.
I'm a ghost.
Is that white people rule?
That's when we can do this.
Yeah, right.
All right, I honestly, if like any monster, it's hard. I get mostly freaked out, probably Deadite.
Mm.
If you revealed you were a Deadite from the Evil Dead series.
Yeah,
because
they're mean, too.
They're
like,
really mean.
Yeah.
Like, they would befriend you just to kill you
mm-hmm.
and just to see you, like,
a real
suffer.
Long con.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're dicks.
Yeah.
So that would scare me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just like, hey, Alex, you know, we've been friends a really long time. I just want to let you know, I want to swallow your soul. And I'm like, oh, fuck!
Yeah.
You know, and then fucking I have to find a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Right?
You have to trap me in a basement.
And it's like never a clean kill either. Mm-hmm. I always have to be like, ah! And then your blood just shoots in yeah. my face. And yeah, I know I'm in for a hard night.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Like werewolf. You still get away. There might be some yeah. running. Vampire. Might be some running.
Right. Yeah, I think too, like for me, the Dementor too was then, I also then have to be good at a skill to get rid of you.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not just like, oh, God, okay, use a Dementor, but now all of a sudden I have performance anxiety.
Yeah, well, like, also fuck. Too, I don't think you can kill a Dementor.
No, you can just drive them away.
Yeah, you just kind of shoo them.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, shit, that's good feelings. And then they fly
mm-hmm.
away. So, yeah. So
yeah,
I mean, I totally
would...
get that. So yeah, if I revealed I was a Dementor,
I'm like, fuck, I'm like, what's a fucking Expecto Patronus? Fuck, fuck.
Yeah, and I'm just like, ooh,
yeah.
And then, yeah, what would be the one that you were least surprising?
We're staring at someone staring down. How mean should I be? Should I be a real Deadeye right now?
I think the. I don't know, the least surprising one?
Mm.
Like a Frankenstein, maybe?
I'm just made up of dead parts?
Yeah, you're just a conglomerate of other bodies put together.
Right, that's cool, thanks.
I don't know, it's hard, because I think anything would shock me.
Right.
Like, I mean, realistically, like, hey, maybe, I don't know. Because, like, if you were a vampire, I'm like, I saw you during the day.
Yeah, that's weird.
You were out in Arizona. Like, how
right.
did you fucking survive?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a daywalker. I'm Blade.
Yeah, like, what? Fuck. And then, like I don't know. Creature from the Black Lagoon? I'm like... maybe, like, a ghost, maybe. Because then I'd be like, that makes sense. He's a carpenter. He probably dodged death one too many
yeah,
times.
Yeah, one too many like, times. He doesn't even... I'm like from The Sixth Sense. I don't know I'm dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah. So maybe that's the one I'd be least surprised about. I'm like, oh, you're a ghost. Oh,
okay, okay
oh, yeah.
sure.
I mean, we just did record a podcast together and, you know,
hung out.
You've
been talking to yourself this whole time.
We went mini putt.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It just flashes back and it's just you like, yeah.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, if I'm going for a kid, probably zombie would scare me. So dead-eyed zombie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then I think least surprising is, yeah, probably goes. I'm like, yeah. That's all
sure.
What about me? What do you think?
I'm trying to think, like, it'd be the thing that's supposed to be scary, but but turns out isn't.
Mm.
You know? Unlike a Republican.
I'm like, Joe, I got something to tell you. Mm. I haven't really told anybody before. I'm a conservative.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah.
Do I get the Dracula eyes?
Yeah.
The Bela Lugosi eyes? I'm like, come with me. I am going to show you some pamphlets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I have a website you should go to. Ha, ha, ha. Conservapedia. Learn about voter fraud. Blood. I mean, Republicans are the fucking vampires. They thirst for blood, too.
Innocence. Yeah. The innocent blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The brains and blood. Well, they're kind of zombies. They eat the brains. The zombies are the talking heads.
Yeah.
And the vampires are just the Republicans. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll then, crack this fucking code.
Yeah, dude. Fucking. Yeah, conservatives is probably the scariest thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, dude, we did it. We cracked this one.
Like, to me, you'd be like teenage Hellboy.
Yeah.
That would be the least surprising thing to me, that you were.
Like, I had a tail?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. You would be the kid from Jumanji who grew a tail.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, look, like, I can't get it. Like, I need you to rip my pants.
I need you to rip the pants. I can't reach it.
And that's what would happen. Ah, I'd be like, oh, this
makes, feels great.
This makes sense now.
Yeah. I'm a pretty hairy dude.
Yeah.
I think, like, if, like, my wife, like, a surprising one for the writer, the one that would be most terrifying, I don't know. It's kind of hot to bang monsters, so.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm a wolf person.
I'd be like, eh.
Like, why haven't we done it when you're a wolf?
I'd be like,
person?
I guess I'm a furry.
Yeah, dude, I guess I'll go get my fursona.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm a vampire. Great.
Cool.
But, like, who are you killing? You
know? Right.
I'm a ghost. It's not. She's gone to public places. Like, yeah, people can see her.
We got this.
Like, if she was, like, if you're a ghost that nobody could see, that'd be kind of weird.
Right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
then I'm your only interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, I guess it just doesn't. It doesn't ring as true. Though my wife says, if you're a zombie, I'm out. But, like, what constitutes a zombie? Are you saying, like, undead? Like, anything else, she demands therapy.
Got it.
Why? I'm a werewolf. Just get used to it.
Well, I think what's at this point is you've kept it so long.
Oh, I should have divulged that at the beginning
it
of the relationship.
Before
That's fair.
Before kids, you probably should
have. Well, wait a minute, though. Some of these things can happen overnight.
Right.
Like, I'm taking the trash out, some wolf man bites me. Mm-hmm. I don't know I'm a wolf man. So right. I have to wait till the next full moon to fully realize it.
True.
So that's why the shed's always busted up. Go out into the shed and hang out there every month.
Because you have to chain yourself up every month.
Yep. Yep.
Got it.
I think I would divulge that. I kind of trust that my wife wouldn't try to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
She would probably. I think as long as I wasn't a Republican. I think that's the worst thing.
Yeah, it's not just your actions; it's how you vote.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd be a pretty liberal, werewolf. It's or a vampire.
Look, we all can't be saints, but we can all vote correctly.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, you're not 100%. Right?
Yeah, no one's 100%.
I'm like, bruh, I want to suck your blood, and I want to feed the homeless.
Right. Look, none of us are excited about Biden, but we can all agree it could be worse. Right.
Yeah. Even like the fucking zombies are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is better.
Even us werewolves know.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, look, we struggle once a month just like ladies do.
Yeah.
We get it.
We have, menopause, but it just
comes
out as
we understand body autonomy.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So
werewolves for Biden.
Werewolves for Biden. Oh God.
Oh, lichens for Biden.
Lichens for Biden. I liken the Biden.
Yeah.
There we go. We just did it. We came up with a successful slogan. Oh, fuck. All right. We nailed that one. Here we go. Question number 5 and the last question.
Oh,
are you
boy.
Ready? Word association.
Okay.
Describe the first horror movie scene that immediately pops in your mind when I say the following. Try to be quick or this will take all night. That's the note. And then that's what she said. That's also in the notes.
Got it.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Maniacal laughter.
Tim Curry from Legend.
That's a good one. God damn it. I have a scene, too.
maniacal laughter where he just like laughs and runs off.
Steve has one as well.
Steve is trying to figure it out too. Man, I can't. The scene's not popping into my brain. I'll think of it later. Next one, zombie. Dude, you want to know mine?
Oh, it's the eye drop scene from 28 Days Later.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the first one that popped up.
Mine's the fucking scene, for the barn scene and fucking the Walking Dead.
Oh.
That scene was like both fucking terrifying and gut-wrenching.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like seared into my brain. Mm-hmm. So, yep, that was that one. Water. Dude, Jaws.
Yeah. Gotta be Jaws. Signs. That was the first one that popped in.
Swing away, Joe. Swing away.
Dude. It's contaminated.
That's a good one. Doll.
Oh, it's not technically a doll, but it's red rim. It was not me, it was my finger.
No.
I don't know why that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Not Chucky?
Mm-mm.
Red rim!
Yeah, for whatever reason, Danny Torrance popped in my head.
What's his name in his finger?
I can't remember what... I know he has a name, but I think it was just like, it was not me, it was my finger.
It's Dylan.
Yeah.
What?
You're like, okay.
All right. Yeah, mine would have to be Chucky. Just right. Generic. Cabin.
Oh. I mean, Evil Dead.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mine could also be Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, honestly, that was the first thing that popped in my head because the word cabin was in there.
It's in it. Yeah. Right? And that just has everything.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I have two scenes.
Oh, man. I'm trying... It's Goody Little Two Shoes from Army of Darkness.
That is fucking funny.
Yeah,
Goody Little Two Shoes. Goody Little Two Shoes. That whole scene is fucking
that was
hilarious.
I think that was like the first time I was like, oh, horror movies can be funny. Dude. Or like whatever.
The one like when he's little ashes. And yeah, they're like one's like going crazy because he's gonna fall on him and shit, dude. I laugh so fucking hard. One of the scenes is Evil Dead. When it's Evil Dead 2, when his girlfriend busts in with the chainsaw.
Yeah, and it's just like just the puppet.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that scene's so fucking funny because you can tell they're having a blast.
Yeah.
And he has to like fight it. You know?
Yeah.
The other one is the scene we just watched. He's like, he's killing me! Oh, yeah,
so from Friday the 4th.
Was it is it the fourth one?
Yeah, the final chapter.
Dude, he's like, he's killing me!
He's killing me! Oh my god!
Dude, it keeps going.
Yeah. Oh, and like she runs all the way up the stairs, and he's like, oh, "I'm stuck, dying.
Oh god, he's killing me so slowly.
He's really taking his time."
Oh, dude, it's just fucking crack up every time. Gore.
Oh, Hostile.
Yeah,
that was the first. I think that was the first real gore fest movie that I.
Yeah, that one. Mine was Psycho Gorman, but that's because gore is in the name.
Yeah,
it's hard. Bathtub.
Psycho.
Yeah. Psycho. I was thinking of fucking 13 Ghosts.
Oh, God. Matthew Lillard.
Gotta love him. But yeah, it's that bathtub scene when it's all filled with bathtub. That seems creepy.
Another one that just popped in my head, Ghostbusters 2.
Yes, that was a good one.
And it's like reaches out. Yeah.
Farm.
Oh, God. Mine's The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
That's dark.
That was real dark, yeah.
Mine's Animal Farm. That's not even a horror book.
It's about communism, the real horror.
The horror, yes, the horrors of communism.
The real Red Scare there.
Yes, God, look at me, I'm a Republican.
Oh, God, the working together's for pussies.
Bed.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Ooh, or Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, dude.
Boom, boom, boom.
See, mine's the Kevin Bacon scene in Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. Comes
right through his back.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal. Outer Space.
Oh, the first thing that popped in my head was Alien.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine's Killer Clowns because it has outer space.
Yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Jump Scare.
Alien. That was...
That's a good jump scare.
Yeah.
What's a jump scare that fucking got me, dude? I don't know. Mine's video game related. That's the jump scare that got me. So there was a... I'll explain it. In Resident Evil, you can get zombies to chase you.
Sure.
And we were fucking with a zombie once. And we opened the door, and the physics pushed the zombie behind the door. And then he tries to come back around. And then you can close the door and open it again.
Yeah.
And it was just the funniest shit I've ever seen. You just keep slamming this zombie into the wall.
Yeah.
And it's funny as shit. Well, I don't know if the AI got better, but I opened the door and he wasn't like fully behind it and he lunged at me.
Oh,
yeah. And I was playing it with a buddy and both of us just, ah! Like it was the scariest thing.
Yeah.
So that was my jump scare. Just fucking around in a video game. Being dumbasses. Angry.
It's like, it's weird. I got like images, but it's like, I can't put a name to it. It's like, wait.
Angry. That's a tough one. Seeing red. Maybe, was it Maniac?
Oh, okay.
With Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like an acid-induced fucking rampage of anger after they kill his girl.
Yeah.
And he just goes nuts.
Oh, Mandy.
Mandy, that's yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
great. He's in the bathroom.
That was pretty angry.
That was great.
He was pretty angry.
Yeah, that was really good. A crank.
Yeah, that
Chip Chelios.
That works. Unexpected.
Oh, Barbarian.
Yeah, that one was nuts.
That was the last movie that I was like, I did not see that going where it went.
No, that one was crazy. It's hard. Horror movies are usually pretty linear.
Yeah,
they're pretty linear. I think that the last one that really got me was probably the doll.
Oh, okay.
The Dollhouse. It was from the Creepshow series, the one I showed you. That one tripped me out. Because I didn't see it coming. They killed the whole family.
Right, yeah.
I thought she was going to at least save some of them, but... Psychic.
Oh, Poltergeist again.
Yeah, Poltergeist.
Yeah.
It's got to be the one. Because it's fucking classic.
Yeah.
Booze.
Booze?
Yep.
Like B-O-O-Z?
Yep, boozing it up.
Boozing it up. It's that scary movie when he drinks and throws the bottle out the car.
Oh, yeah.
And it hits the dude that I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
no need for that.
And he's like, what are we going to do about this guy?
Yeah.
That one's a good one. The one that I'm thinking of is remember the scene in Jason X when they simulate Camp Crystal Lake?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the two chicks are like, you want to try some pot or drink some beer? Premarital sex.
Yeah.
He just beats the shit out of him. Yeah, that was fucking weird. But that's the scene that comes to my head. Gross.
First one that popped in my head is Drag Me to Hell.
Drag Me to Hell. That's where I was going to say.
The old lady who throws up the maggots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's rare that I actually get grossed out, but that one did it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. That one's a rough one. Yeah, because like, it's like bile and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. That's the one I choose to. That's Drag Me to Hell. Explosion.
Chop and Maul.
Dude, Chop and Maul's
the explosion. Head just blows up.
That one's funny as shit. And it's like such a fucking crazy kill compared
to
the
It comes
rest
out of nowhere.
Yeah, just boom!
Yeah, it's clear they had one head
mm-hmm.
and one explosive, and they're like, we're using it all.
This is it.
Because it's also her title card at the end of the film, right?
Oh, yeah, like, that's right! Dude, everybody gets like a smiling title card too.
Versus the head. Then one M80, and they got every bit of gold out of it.
What mine would have to be the end of Chucky Child's Play 3.
Oh, okay.
When they throw Chucky in the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one makes me laugh.
That's good.
He doesn't really explode, but he cuts up.
Yeah.
Sexually confusing.
Oh,
Rocky Horror Picture
Legend again.
With Tom Cruise again. You got it sexually confused with the devil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the scene where they're having dinner.
I feel like we're on a similar Tim Curry vibe, but we're not meaning like
we both
mine's
channel
Dr. Frankenfurter, right? Yeah. Like you don't know what to
do. Yeah. No, that weird scene when they're having dinner and she's like starting to trick him by pretending she's into it.
Mm-hmm.
And like that scene is so horny and it's really confusing in a kid's movie. Like the American version,
you're saying.
And I was like, as a kid watching it, really confused.
Yeah.
Because at first she's like, no, because she's terrified and shit. And he's the goddamn devil.
Yeah.
And then it's like, she's like, let's eat. And he's like, eat. And she's like, let's drink. And you're like, what? I don't.
You're like,
Like, because he's like, because it's Tim Curry and he's really into it.
Yeah, he goes 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as a kid, I was like, oh, okay. That was weird.
Alien sometimes.
Yeah.
Some of the Aliens movies.
Well, especially, was it Resurrection when she gives birth to aliens or they're her children or something?
I can't remember, but I know that the artist made them very sexual.
Yeah, there's some real sexual tension in there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
very odd.
Yeah. All right, so next one, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh. I mean, the first thing that pops in my mind is True Lies.
I mean, obviously.
But.
Oh, well, yeah. Duh. I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind is, you know, Terror Train, obviously. Her most famous work.
Oh, mine was Prom Night.
Prom Night?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Classic.
Solid, yeah.
No, I mean, Halloween, of course. Like, for me, fucking.
Yeah, so, like, it's not a horror movie, but.
Yeah,
maybe. But True Lies pops right in.
Yeah, the horror is that we didn't get more.
Yeah,
you know, that's the scariest part. Stupid.
Oh man. I don't know.
Like, what's the stupidest plot?
Right, like that's what I'm trying to.
To a horror movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to say stupidest plot. I will say. Okay, like, it's not the stupidest plot.
Mm.
But I'm gonna take a little hot take here.
Okay.
It's not a stupid plot, but I hate that it's so ambiguous and unclear. Kubrick Shining.
Oh, yeah, it's real. That's a real out there in the ether.
Well, because for King, right,
mm-hmm.
It is very cut and dry. There's supernatural forces.
Yeah, supernatural forces, and like it's basically an allegory for alcohol.
Yes, and it's just super... Kubrick, though...
It's
kind of
so
up
vague.
In the air. The
it's
only one,
so vague. Yeah.
The only one that's really like, you know, the only time that it ever really is confirmed is when they unlock the door,
right?
So you can say yes, it's perfectly there, right? The logic, but the whole time it's just so bizarre. And then Dr. Sleep, which supposed to be a sequel to that, that confirms like right away that there's more to it.
Yeah, there's. Very clear. There's far clearer rules to everything.
Yeah. So Kubrick,
and it also that marries it perfectly with the Kubrick too,
because
it's like it's also very much an allegory of alcoholism and abuse.
Yeah.
Like, but it, like it marries somehow. It's a sequel to Stephen King's book and Stanley Kubrick's movie.
Yeah.
Like you really thread that line. It's really cool.
And I think Kubrick's was more idea. Like the idea was around like Indian burial ground and things like that. I thought there was elements of like that.
It's so vague. Like,
yeah.
They mentioned something about Indian burial ground, but that's also rumor.
Yeah.
Like it's more about belief and pessimism than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, the weak-willed are enticed into certain things, you know, like it's so like, I think it's purposely vague that you could just, like, whatever you think it's about, that yes, you know, kind of thing.
Yes, it's about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough call.
Because, like, you know, there's certain, like, when you watch it again, you're like, it's pretty clear that Jack Torrance hit Danny.
Yes.
But it's, you have to pay attention because it's, oh, there was a thing, and it's all in the background. It's never pointed out.
It's tough, too, because in the book... I think Jack is a lot more of a sympathetic character.
Yeah.
Right? They really brought out the alcoholism where, is the alcohol to blame or is Jack just a piece of shit?
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's mostly like, the alcohol plays a significant factor.
Yeah, like, to me, Kubrick's thing always kind of played more of like, it's about temptation.
Yeah.
And it's the spirits picked up on that.
Mm,
like, the people really... that are prone to that... temptation to go into that way.
Yeah. But I think that was mine.
Because, like, the mom doesn't, like, really ever have encounters too much with the others.
Not until the end.
Yeah. And right. So it's almost like she wasn't as affected. She was more affected by Jack than the house.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But it's... What's the difference, really?
She had a little bit more... Or she had less shining than Jack.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, Kubrick is just vague as all get up.
All right.
But I don't have a one for dumb because I'm like, well, like the scary movies things are dumb.
Yeah.
But they're like supposed to be dumb.
Yeah, they're supposed their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't. Same with like Friday the 13th. Like, it's always like, especially like the first 4 or 5, like they're all the same plot line.
I guess you haven't seen the latest Halloween, so maybe that's what you'll take that off of.
Right. Yeah.
The latest Halloween.
I will. Oh, Halloween ends.
Oh yeah.
Evil dies tonight. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, the ending of that one.
So dumb. The group thing bullshit at the end of that. It's just like hammered in there.
Yeah. And then it just doesn't pay off. So.
No, it goes fucking nowhere. I don't know why all these people hang out in the same fucking town 30 years later, including the nurse that was only in the first movie for one scene.
Exactly. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that one. It's one of the rare ones where I'm like, I'm real trolly about that movie.
Yeah, like, I get that.
Yeah, it really brings it out of me.
All right, here we go. Last two. Ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good Jaws. That might be the first bare butt I really saw.
Yeah, that's a good.
Because like that opening swimming scene.
That's a good ass. That's mm-hmm. a really good ass. I think if I remember correctly, the beginning of the Friday the 13th remake.
Okay.
Had a lot of dude ass. Because the director, and I could be wrong about this. I think it was this one. The director wanted to play equally.
Oh.
So he's like, nobody bats an eye when you have a ton of girl ass.
Right.
So I'm going to throw a bunch of dude ass at you.
Went the old Starship Troopers route.
Yes. So, you know, just like, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Why are we, like, disproportionately focusing on mm-hmm. this? So, and that always, like, the director saying that always made me laugh.
When you got a Winchester in there, you got to show that ass off.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
You have to.
All right, last one. Ghost.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 13 Ghosts also. Right. That one got me. That one legit scared me because it was just so intense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some people, like, I don't know why. Like, they're like, oh, you don't find it intense. I'm like, she doesn't even fucking see the ghost there. Like, why is that not intense for you?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Fucking shams. People are shams.
Shams.
So, dude, we fucking nailed that one.
That was it.
And there's no fucking. We got a 5 for 5 this week. We did it.
Did it.
6 out of 5. Our October extravaganza.
It's come to a close.
It is.
That's it.
What do you think? Like, what horror movie
mm-hmm.
would best describe 2023 right now to top it off?
Oh, to Reanimator.
Reanimator. It's a good one.
That would describe this year.
Yeah. To me, it would be It Follows.
Trump is the dude's head that just won't fucking die.
See, I was going to say that.
Keeps flying around.
I was going to say for It Follows, like, you just see Trump in the distance walking towards you. You're like, fuck, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's going to win, but God, I'm getting bugged that he's still around.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like the innocent lab assistant that was, I was just trying to date the dean's daughter. And I got sucked into this fucking world
because
I picked the, like, because I got a weird fucking roommate.
You say what you want about him. He was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, he couldn't ever get the serum right,
mm-hmm.
but he was a genius.
Yeah.
Like, he nailed that shit.
Yeah, no, and I will say, you know, there's been entertaining moments so far in 2023, but I feel like the wife of the husband of the first person he brought back. Like, what'd you do to his body?
Yeah, dude.
That's how he's like in about insane, America right now.
He's in an insane asylum, like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Henry.
That's very true. I concur. I totally agree.
That's how I feel about 2023 right now. I'm that poor, poor wife.
Oh, okay.
Just like coming in, being like, man, like, we did good things, right? And then Israel. You're like, fuck. What? Henry!
Henry!
What'd you do to my husband?
All right. I'll totally take that one. I'll shift into that. I feel it now. I totally feel it now. Oh, God. All right. Well, that's your homework assignment, listeners. If you haven't seen the Reanimator, go watch it and see if you feel that way. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
All right. You want to close this one out?
And there you have it. That concludes October Spaganza Spectacular Ganza Festival 2023.
Yeah.
If you'd like to share what horror movie best describes 2023, hit us up on all the social medias at Allegedly. Email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com and follow us and find us wherever you find your fine podcasting every Monday, except for this one, which will come out on Tuesday. And until next time, los you
the Republicans, look out for them.
Henry!